Binkley, Jones, Fakes, and Eliason, we have a list of bills before the committee. I'd like to take up Senate Bill 500 at this time.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fakes?
Oh, you can have testimony on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. I'll just explain the differences between this CS and the previous bill, and then if anyone wishes, I can certainly go into the full background of the bill. The only difference between this CS and the previous bill, which the Senate and Community and Regional Affairs Senator Strzokowski, Chairman, did introduce, is this committee substitute makes the optional exemption makes the tax exemption for possessory interest in low-income housing an option at the discretion of the municipality, and also adds in the words "or acquired" on line 6. And if you'd like, I'd be glad to go into the rationale for the whole bill.
Senator Hicks?
I don't have a CS.
I don't.
Oh, that's because it's right here.
The words on line 3, the first full sentence, "a municipality may by ordinance," are added. And on line 6, the words "or acquired" are added. And the result of making this an optional exemption does two things. One, it does remove some concerns of the very few senators who had concerns. They now have stated they'd be in support of this bill. It also removes the fiscal note, because making it an optional exemption, it no longer has any effect on the foundation formula program, and it goes to a zero fiscal note. If you want background on the full bill, I'd be delighted to, or I'd be happy to go into that.
Briefly, excuse me.
Federal thing. Yes, sir. Both regional housing authorities and the Alaska State Building Authority have low-income housing programs in which the tenants, if they live in a particular housing unit, pay a monthly amount based on their income, live there for a term of 30 years, and obey all the other rules of the program. At the end of the 30 years, take over possession and ownership of that property. During that time, they develop what is known as a possessory interest in that property. That possessory interest has never been taxed in Alaska or anywhere else. However, there is a draft AG's opinion which just came out a month ago that says that possessory interest must be taxed unless there is a specific exemption in state law to do that. The federal law states that if that possessory interest is taxed, the federal money must be withdrawn. The total amount of federal dollars that have been invested in Alaska in low-income housing is roughly $645 million. There are at least several hundred million dollars still at risk that if this if we're not adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the adoption of the rule CS for Senate Bill 500.
Are there any objections? Motion carried.
Thank you all.
Chairman, I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion CS for Senate Bill 500 rule.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. There's zero fiscal note.
Zero. Not calendaring CSs.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fakes.
I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion CS for House Joint Resolution.
We don't have before us.
Team? Oh, what is it that we have before us?
Senate 44 and on down.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Fakes.
I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar Senate Bill 144 making special appropriations from the Budget Reserve Fund to the General Fund with an effective date at his discretion.
Are there objections? Motion carried.
And you want the items on the last page then?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Senator Jones, 484. We have already done 500 and the rest of them. The only one we didn't announce was HGR 18. That was not announced on the floor.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the Senate that we got the chairman the authority to counter at his discretion Senate Bill 510. The United States, well, the full reasons for the effect date.
Are there any objections? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fakes.
I'm going to give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar his discretion Senate Bill 484 restructuring the debt of certain dairy farmers with the effective date.
Are there any objections? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Fakes.
I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 411 use of firearms in state parks, state marine parks, state wildlife preserves, and state rec areas.
Are there any objections? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Fakes.
I move we give the chairman of the Rules Committee the authority to calendar at his discretion Senate Bill 475 establishing the Togegak Island Critical Habitat Area.
Are there any objections? Carried.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Binkley,
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we move out and give the chairman authority at his discretion to calendar Senate Resolution 33, Services for Developmentally Disabled.
Are there any objections? Motion carried.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hensley.
I would move that the committee chairman be given the authority to calendar SR 34, establishing a Senate Special Committee on School Performance.
Are there any objections? Motion carried. I believe Ms. Akamala.
515. Top of the second page.
The chairman would be given the discretion to calendar Senate Bill 515 foreclosure of a deed of trust or a suit of a deed of trust note.
Are there any objections? Carried. Any further business?
Do we need to adopt a supplemental calendar?
Mm-hmm.
Move a supplemental calendar.
So where to go?
Meeting adjourned.
Are we meeting tonight?
There's something on the calendar.
Are we meeting tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you want to sign these first, or should I start?
You can sign them at your convenience, really.
We just got to do 144.
We're only going to do